Hi, Mommy.
Good afternoon, daughter.
Welcome to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. This is where we take you on a winding ride of not only our stories, but the stories of others. It's quite the route. I'm feeling a wee bit out of sorts today.
I'm feeling a wee bit sick. Well, I'm getting over it. I'm feeling a lot better.
But. Well, that's good. Because, wow, it's heading into that season and you are employed at a place where...
Germs. I know.
Grody.
This is also the point of the season where my hands look like old.
Get yourself some castor oil.
I have some already. Because I'd be washing my hands consistently.
Yeah.
Even better, my hands will be as so fucking dry because we're now bringing back testing for flu and COVID.
Fuck, don't even say that word on this podcast.
Well,
I don't want to get flagged. I don't want to get like banned.
Yeah, don't even get me started. I'm tired of hearing people left and right.
I see the signs are everywhere for to get your FU shot.
Where? Because the CDC hasn't even came out with the new recommendations or anything.
For the flu?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the vid.
No. The flu shot one is every like little grocery store, get your flu shot. And I noticed one morning when I was at the grocery store that people are definitely in line for it.
It's about the time where people start rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get your flu shot?
No, thank you.
To each their own. Mm-hmm. Don't give a fuck what you do. But
really don't.
I will say I am tired of people already pulling the damned RFK Jr. trying to take away our vaccine.
I don't know anything about any of that.
People think RFK Jr. has leeway to veto a COVID booster. They think he is in control and in charge of saying...
So he's a proponent for it? I thought he was...
Part of some health...
I thought he was... Yeah, the coalition. I thought he was the one that was trying to take down...
He's the one that
Food companies and...
I think he's part of that, too. He's part of the health, administrator, administrative side. But every single person born in... I don't know. 50-something and below... Maybe some trickling of your generation. It's a lot of people blaming RFK Jr. thinking that they're going to take away this vaccine.
It's just a bunch of blamers anyway. Nobody's even...
But people are blaming us.
Here's the thing where I've got a real big issue. Is anybody taking a look at their lifestyle and what's causing certain ailments or...
Anything? Ailment or not. Healthy as a fucking ox or not, they don't give a fuck.
But people want to, just like we were talking about earlier, people wanting to brag about how they bought an expensive plant. A lot of people do like the self-righteousness that comes with a diagnosis, and then they feel like they know everything there is about a certain particular thing, or they have to be able to say, oh no, I'm all caught up. I've had them all, it's baffling to me. I can't even touch that subject. I haven't been able to really even coherently talk about that subject since 2019 because it just blows my mind. And there, so we are downtown quite a bit for the colleges.
Mm-hmm.
There's a peculiarness to a certain age group. Why are you still wearing, I don't even want to say it out loud, because you're outside literally riding a bike or a scooter. Why are you muzzled? Don't do it.
Yeah.
So I can't even talk about it because it just, on the inside for me, it causes some frustrations, and then I have to sit in the ick, and then I try to dig deeper as to, like you had just said, I really don't give a fuck what you do. However, I'm curious as to how you got to that rigidness of a belief. And then, is it because you like to be a minority? And maybe there's a wee bit of attention and entitlement that might come with certain
All
self
I know
rules.
is
I
if
don't
they
know.
put fucking restrictions on this shit, my job is going to be a living hell.
What do you mean?
If they put a restriction stating that this new vid shot is for, I don't know, say 65 or an older, people gonna have a problem with it.
What do you mean? Because of the age? Or why do they
Because
get it and we don't?
even the healthiest people want something that they know they're healthy enough not to need.
Huh?
Typically, when for certain vaccines, they put restrictions on who can get in, who cannot. They, after doing like a bunch of studies, oh, after doing studies and shit, they decide which age group is deemed healthy and which is deemed somewhat compromised, and recommend that they, be protected from it. So, for
Look,
example,
fuckers, they want to herd a bunch of 60-some-year-olds into one fence. I've been paying attention to that.
well, for example,
They want you gone.
no, I think it's just, I don't know. It's
Sick? Sicker?
probably just to stir the pot more, to be honest, at the same time.
What, so you're telling me 20-year-olds fucking flipping out because they don't get it?
No, it's the 40 to 50-year-olds that have a problem with it.
That they're not getting it, or it's
That's
not
it. No,
offered to them.
that's if they can't. So apparently the CDC still has to meet and shit regarding it, but it's possible
Whatever.
that they might come out with a restriction saying, hey, we deem that this next vaccine is only necessary for blah blah blah,
Are we
because
even allowed to say the V word on this
I
podcast?
mean, I don't know. I don't care. Like I said, if they start restricting shit,
Quit your
I
job.
don't know. I might have less patience for people because flu season is always the fucking worst.
My darling child, I'm in the plant business and I hate people.
You would not last a day in my
No, I
job
would not. I
at
would
all.
not. I would not. I can't believe I'm dumbfounded at the amount of negativity that's in the plant world. Or here's the thing, and here this is a real
No
thing.
offense for a fucking plant.
Now, this is a real thing. Oh no, I could do a whole, we could do many, we could go down many routes for the plant store as far as the podcast goes, because look, I know I'm onto something and I've talked to some of my, close collaborators, Christy. And watching it in live, real time. There is such a thing. I don't know if you know what Munchausen by proxy is in a person.
We have an inside joke actually at work for that.
So it's a real life thing in the plant world too. Plant parents have it. And they want, I can't, I don't, and this is so Twilight Zone-ish to me. I can't even fucking fathom it, but it's a real thing. And people definitely will care for their plant till death and still not in any way think it's them doing it. I can't believe this is really, like I discussed earlier, I know I'm done here because I've transmuted all the pain I needed to. It's time for, me to go do other
A
things.
new focus.
Creatively. But I leave, we'll leave here with many, I can't fucking believe that happened stories. Like it's a plant store. And when you mix retail, and any of you out there that have been in retail or have been a server on a Sunday morning with a church crowd, people I can't even put it, articulate it to words. Like, for example, wanting your money back on a live plant that you killed, but you don't go to Home Depot and ask the Home Depots or the Lowe's or the Walmarts or the Fred Meyer for your money back, but you'll walk into my plant boutique
Because you're small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
Yeah. It's because they know
Just
they could
like
take
we
advantage of it.
just discuss where, and somehow you think I'm the weaker link, and the minute I open my mouth to show you that I'm not, now I'm the fucking problem? Yeah, there's something wrong with it. The negativity, the post on the negative, like my recent issues with, oh, not just the plant. Remember the stolen plant? And then the mother of the groom dress? You witnessed that. And if you're listening to our podcast, wow, that was pretty eye-opening as
Wait,
well.
which one, the plant?
Both, but the dress one really perturbed me because I literally had to post and name names like, hey, you got it by mistake. You
I'll
know,
ask a
if I wouldn't have
girl.
posted that, it would have never shown up.
Oh,
Ever. And then because it's pretty good readers of energy, the read on that particular person, like, fucking kidding me right now? I'm at my wit's end with those types of entities. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to be a sitting duck here anymore. And you have personally seen. I'm glad it's not a flower shop like it was
Oh, fuck
before,
no. Yeah, no.
because I would be so irritable like I was back then, not being able to get orders done efficiently because of the interruptions. And the interruptions are now outweighing the paying customers. I can't.
I will say, witnessing just the small bit of you here versus what I saw when I was, what, 12? 11. Yeah, I can tell the consistency of you not being able to get your work done weighed on you.
Yeah. And luckily, I don't have orders to fill like crazy here because it is, and I, at the same time, it's an honor to know people feel that want to, but at the same time, 80% of those people are emotional vampires and only want a piece of my energy. They want to pillage from it. They want to be a part of whatever happens here. And I would like to segue because we were talking to Alabama John last week. The time's just flying by. Was it last week? Whenever. And I had a Facebook friend coming to meet me in real life. I'm not ready to talk about that fully, but because I'm still processing it. But I can say, and then there's nothing wrong with it, but unless it was like a double team where you and I were going to drive to a different state to meet, I probably wouldn't be so outgoing to be in somebody's inbox to say, hey, I'm thinking about renting an Airbnb in your town. I'd like to meet you in real life. And then when you're the person in real life that that person wants to come see, you're in your mind because you've already had a fucked up Buddha fucking pest, real life experience with meeting an online friend who was not at all, in real life what they portrayed themselves to be. I learned a valuable lesson again with this last one. Not that it was a bad experience, but on numerous levels. But it amazes me how many people are at a dangerous level of not even, I would never, if I followed you on, say you were an Instagram or whatever, if you were an influencer. And I'm in your age group, and I'm just like, oh my God, I love everything she stands for. And there's nothing wrong with that because there are young gals, and I'm just so proud of shit when they say, I love listening to your podcast. My favorite ones are with your daughter, Sonia, because I feel like those girls are relating, and find something relatable and compatible. Like, oh, I really like her versus somebody that infiltrates your life just to be a part of it, to pillage your energy. That's way over the top outgoing. Does that make sense? I'm never going to be that person. I'm never going to be, unless it's for podcast purposes. John, Oh my God, Sonny and I've got this, weekend. We want to drive down for marketing purposes or Piggly Wiggly hat, whatever. Those would all be purposeful, flights that we would be taking. Am I honored that somebody, a stranger, a complete stranger, wanted to meet me?
Who you've
Yes.
known for a while, right?
Only never once talked on the phone. And as I go through my Facebook memories every morning, which like clockwork, because I like to gauge my growth of where I have come and where I'm at now, I notice, yeah, for the last 3 years, very consistently, very supportive of my social pages, even like the business one. And we've discussed how mom's kind of a Facebook snob. I don't right now particularly have the time to sit and scroll. So I'll dump and run. I'll post a lot of my own stuff, but people are like, I noticed you didn't like my stuff. And it's just
I
because
ain't on
I
here for
didn't see
you.
it, or I'll try to. I make a very conscious effort. Anybody that's supporting me on my platforms, oh, I want you to know that, hey, I seen your stuff. I can't always comment because if people know me in real life, and I'm glad this particular person allowed me the time to be able to say, I don't, this took a lot for me to give you my time. I'm a very busy person.
I
And for
stopped
me,
feeling guilty for shit like that,
no,
especially
I
on
know.
social media.
But I want somebody to appreciate that I am a very busy person. I took time out of my whole weekend to entertain a stranger. That's got to count for something. Am I honored you wanted to meet me? I would not ever, even if I thought it, which I'm still honored, but if I was even following your pages and I just love you to pieces, I don't know if I could, and maybe it's pride, maybe it's ego, come to your hometown
Come
and
in,
say to
yeah.
you, wow, I've really put you on this pedestal. You're prettier in real life. Certain things, and what bothers me the most about it, is it because of where we're at in society, we can't trust it? I wish that it was like a time where I was like, wow, I can really trust this. I can't. So it makes me look like I'm this standoffish kind of stuck up person, which really just equates to I guard my energy very, very.
Which is why I wouldn't think too much into it. I mean,
Yeah.
you put your energy out there, you gave your time. Move on from it, 'cause to be honest,
Yeah.
I'm surprised you even dipped your toes in that much.
Yeah, but it's the creative part where I want to take the podcast.
The
I
content,
will,
yeah,
yeah,
I get
I,
that.
well, even
Stories.
not even, no, it's not even content. It's for me personally in my growth spurts. Because, like, I even told her, good, positive or negative, either way, I got a story to tell. So it's paid her for either way for me. But now, a part that I didn't really consider
Is
because
your
we,
vulnerability in it?
well, that and because they're listeners. How do you approach a subject knowing somebody might be listening to your
Well, for
content?
someone
And
be
yeah.
for someone like us being real and raw, I
Yeah.
mean, like you state yourself, however you play your part in my life, I mean, you're gonna hear about it.
I'm gonna tell. And here's the other thing, like,
I tell
if
you
you
what.
follow me in any fucking way, you gotta know
Well, I'll put it this way.
I'm gonna talk about it in some
If Isabel and I
capacity.
were with you in that situation,
You mean in this recent
oh
situation?
yeah. Oh, you know Isabel and I would be shutting shit the fuck down.
Well, see, that's part where I'm bothered,
So
is
I'm
that
surprised you
I should have
handled it the way you did.
clarified, because the visit, all in all, do I know I'm leveling up because of that particular visit? Yes. Yes, I sure do.
Was I a wee bit disappointed? Just a little bit.
What part?
I may have your location, but I don't know who, what, where, with all that shit.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a game plan because
Hey, mommy's heading
I
out to blah, blah,
wish
blah.
you watch my phone. I didn't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, but I'm.
You knew exactly where I was at.
Correct. I know where you are, but I don't know who you're with.
We talked about it before.
Correct,
that
but I also don't see your Facebook
and
posts.
And your sister.
Exactly when you post them.
So, yeah.
That's the other thing.
And I didn't post about it because, number one, I still got to process it. Number two, I'm protecting her privacy because the first thing I knew right away that wasn't her name. And then when she come in with her story of
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Whatever, true or not true. Still, out of respect, I'm like, yeah, it's not even worth my time to, like you just said, delve any deeper. But you know I'm gonna, because you know I have...
We're curious.
Well, we got that, because I'm perpetually curious. But at the same time, it has energy signatures that are quite familiar that I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Well, why am I calling this in? Like, what I saw, for me, it's really important, all of these incidences in life experiences, that I self-reflect a tad and be like, all right,
why? When it comes to family, though, I bet you if
Isabel
or I...
family is...
No. If Isabel and I were there...
Isabel was here.
No.
Yeah, but that part, she wouldn't have... That wouldn't
through
have
all
happened.
Of it, I would not have let any of that happen.
Yeah, but none of that would have happened. Do you know what I mean? There would have been witnesses. That shit wouldn't have happened. This
well, next time, maybe
Isabel
and I need to be incognito.
No, I need to be wearing a wire.
Well, that too.
Yeah, how fun. And then you get into privacy shit. But as far as life goes,
not on public ground.
Yep, true. I'm just like, wow. But then now, because I want out of this so bad, I'm in year three. I'm out at the end of year three, no matter what, whether it's sold or not sold. Bye. I am sad most mornings when I wake up, and this should be, people walk in here and think I get to have the time of my life. Do I have a substantial amount of personal freedom? Yeah, as far as like, I can be late or I can,
right,
I'll
yeah.
get here when I fucking get here. You know, those types, you know, do I have that? I'm done. I'm so done. It's not even funny. I'm so done living in my childhood bedroom. I'm so done feeling blocked. But I wake up sad and I got to go on my hand. Like, fucking day is it? Every morning. Like, goddamn, we're already 1 week into September. Just keeps blowing on by. I don't want to go at this pace much longer.
I get it.
Like, but look what I'm pretty proud of what I've done. Look at,
as
holy
you should
shit.
Be.
Yeah, right? And then I get like this week, because I've had a little interest in the store, would love for two women that have, you know, wore you up and, you know, are ready to be able to just go and run with it. Hey, that's cool. Just give me my money and I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Bye. You'll do just fine. I've set it up in a way that it's like pure success. But I don't want to do this. And people think I'm the luckiest person in the world. Luck has nothing to do with it. I worked my fucking ass off. Every bit of this. Every snide remark and reading like my journals, because I got to get back to that. I'll get back to reading the journals because we're getting into some really heavy duty stuff. But to remember this time of year is like, I love fall because fall is such a nostalgic time of year. Certain smell will take you, you know, just anything. And a lot of those memories are like permeating, so I can like purge them. I don't know what's happening.
But they're good. Slowly like.
Oh, yeah. I think this is like the tail end of a
good.
Lot.
That's
you know,
good.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to be here anymore. Cause
right.
It's just a reminder of, hey, I transmuted all this pain. And I'm not saying, you know, it's good to get to a place. I wish he didn't end up being who he was, because it's hard to go certain flashbacks. Like, wow, we had a lot of fun together. You know, certain
I will
know,
say
issues.
It was definitely hard to decipher.
Yeah, because when you're a covert narcissist, yeah, on the outside, I'm sure It was hard to decipher
Well,
what the
no,
fuck.
it was more of like, okay, how are we, how's my family doing this week? 'Cause I remember going through your posts and seeing your stuff and like
Yeah,
shit that you would tell me on the sideline and then what I would see on
but
social
that
media.
was to build him up. That was where I thought, and egoically so, that if I only posted the positive, he would, build his confidence and he would get built up. And all it did was he hated me more and more because of the following that I would get, or you cheating on me, or when he's got a whole ass separate fucking life.
That's so sad.
So, yeah, and then when you are the victim of that, your whole life was a fucking fraud. Your whole everything, nothing was true. So then you got to work up past that. And anybody that's been with a narcissist knows that, and but I'm so far removed from that. But looking back on it and then still being here and seeing, certain things, but I read in my journal and I laughed because he was so fucking insecure about telling me that. No, that is the dumbest idea I ever heard. He's like, you barely want to go to work. You're lazy. Like,
They just shut you down for anything.
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, just, and like,
But then be like, hey, I don't want you to work.
yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
See, that's fucked
I
up.
got you. No, it was trapping
I
me.
don't want you to
Yeah.
leave the house.
No.
But why the fuck do you not have a
Yeah.
job? You don't want to leave the
Oh,
house.
can you just wait to go to the grocery store? I'll go with you when I get home. He never, and that kind of shit.
Like, why would I do that when I could already been back and have dinner done and all that?
Yeah. But that kind of shit, if you've ever been involved in that in any capacity, friendship, romantically, or whatever, like, yeah, I ain't no hurry to ever fucking do that again. But I wake up and the part of all that, I get mad at myself because I can't even believe I'm going to say this out loud, even on the microphone. I miss cooking for a man. I miss waking up in the protection of a man. I miss providing and receiving and being provided for, and not that any of my relationships were like top tier healthy, but even whether it was dum-dums pretending or your dad actually, was that provider. He wasn't a protector, but he was a very good provider. He certainly wasn't protecting me in any fucking way. But
I mean, Dad will still throw himself in front of anything as his way
he
of
would,
protecting.
yeah. But back in the day, you gotta remember, I experienced your dad in a very young, drunken,
I know.
he wasn't throwing down,
Right.
to.
I think that
And then
stems
the worst
from.
part, even if it was another dude, I, and this isn't any relationship, I was the one that got blamed. If a dude was looking my way, or so a dude was talking to me, what'd you do? Why were you talking to him? You must have done something. And I just seen a post on Facebook today. So I have some married friends, guy friends on Facebook. And energetically, I can always tell when they're in the doghouse. Like they've liked one too many of my posts. Like I'm the fucking problem. I don't like anybody's posts. I don't go out of my way. I don't talk to married men. I don't even like married men's posts, like guys I went to school with or brother or
No matter
uncle
whether you
Josh.
like them or don't like, it's still going to be sus in the eyes of.
I know, and I'm like, but I'm the problem. So in my memories, I was like, look, are you fucking kidding? Don't third party me. Don't triangulate me in a fucking thing. Because I'm gonna let you both know. Like, what are you, dumb? And how much that happens to me, and I'll never forget Aunt Michelle, her friend Becky. I just find out I'm pregnant for Jake, but I'm still hot as fuck, and I'm still skinny. We go see Billy Ray Cyrus and Winona Judd and Brooks and Dunn, I think was a concert in Detroit. I am wearing this black blazer, red and black bra. My torso to my belly
I
button
think I remember the
is
pictures.
showing, and I'm wearing, tight jeans. And we're at a concert, and I'm sober as shit because, I'm not drinking because I'm pregnant. And this girl wanted to beat me up because her boyfriend's looking at me.
You gonna beat a pregnant
And
bitch?
so I we're nose to nose. Yeah, I didn't look pregnant.
Well, yeah,
Yeah,
but
and I'm like, you're gonna beat me up because he's looking at me. There's something really wrong with you. Like, I'm
like
and
you
all
need to
I'm
talk
doing,
to someone about that.
All I'm doing is walking by, and I let this bitch have it. And there's this like fucking crowd, and she just did, she didn't know what to say. And I'm looking at him like, what are you fucking dumb? You caused all this, and you're loving every minute of it. That's every party. It didn't matter. Girlfriends, husbands coming up to me, and I could name a few of them right now. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Are you for real right now?
Can I backtrack real quick?
But I was never the pursuer. But I would be the one.
But you look like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Cray Cray insecure like that too?
Very.
Very?
Very.
That's fucking sad.
Very. Yeah.
Mommy wound?
Probably big time. Both. His parents were fucked up. Big time.
Did you even meet them?
Yeah. The mom.
Just the mom?
Yeah.
Also, dad was out of the picture. Hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole era. I don't even know if I could ever talk about because
no,
it's
that's
so,
okay.
Yeah,
I was just more like, curious, like okay,
because that's way more twist. That's Dateline. That's like that would have to be like our really really dark episodes, big time because that's just so
yeah.
Like,
I do have
so
some,
in your fucking face. Like
I have some questions queued up because there are some key things that kind of like
scary dude. I mean, that dude broke my back and left me for dead. I mean, he. And, you know, that one Christmas when Uncle Josh had asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told him a private investigator, and that's how we got introduced to
Ron
Bodie.
Yeah.
That
was Uncle Josh?
Yeah. He's
I thought that was Grandpa.
No, that's how he got partnered with Grandpa. Was
that was
of Uncle
Josh?
Josh? Yeah. Uncle Josh met him somewhere on the road. I don't fucking know. Dirt bike race. I don't know how they linked up, but.
What a G.
Yeah, and so in the first report that he gave me of Cray Cray was that him and his at the time wife, because remember, I didn't know anything about her and at all.
That she had and lost?
Of that. I didn't know. All that I found out, that's a podcast, like sit on the edge of your seat story, but when the private investigator report started to come in a little town called Tustin, she worked for a nursing home at an in-home care in an elder lady's house with her in it, was burned down to the ground after it was robbed.
Excuse me?
Yeah, and the two suspects were her and him. And they were in their teens.
Bonnie and Clyde, question mark?
Yeah. And so, well, Ron would always say, she's got something on him. Like, you know, because I'm clueless. And then, and when you...
Yeah, we'll have to...
You know, when you're clueless and then all that shit happens, it's a mind fuck. But I learned a lot. And I, even if somebody asked me, like, hey, you can go back and trade... Those lessons in, I still wouldn't because I learned a lot.
Yeah, I definitely.
But very scary. Very scary.
Well, when we approach that episode, I got lots of questions because there are some memories that pop up
but
in my head.
But we will have to base a whole
I'm perfectly fine with that because even if I wasn't always with you in those situations, I was still a part of it. There are bits and pieces that I have questions to in my life. That I remember witnessing, but I don't. I'm missing what happened before.
And you'll
and
have to like forgive me because when you are in that type of traumatic. I mean that was traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of memory loss there.
Can I ask one other thing?
A lot of memory loss.
Did Dad know
about
any of that during?
What do you mean?
Like, was Dad...
He wasn't until after Dad told me he wasn't going to quit drinking. If your dad was... I'm sorry, but go ask your dad how many...
I already
secret
know. Yeah.
Little... from the word go.
But like, did
word go?
But did Dad ever have like a suspicion that something was going on with you that was bad? Like, did he ever ask questions?
No.
No?
Not that I remember. He was with the girl down the road.
Oh, Orange Susan?
Yeah, too yeah. Tan.
Too orange.
Orange peel. And I
have M&M lover.
Know, even with all that, I don't have any desire to clear any of that up with your dad. It is what it is. It was what it was. You know, fucking Rhonda's dead.
R.I.P.
You know, that kind of shit. No,
I don't know. I'll have to ask
him. Was I winning any Mother of the Year awards? Fuck no, I wasn't. But I'm glad that.
I mean, neither of we you got, were, to be honest.
No, I know, but who caught the tail? Who caught the end of it?
Both of you did.
He still got to look like a Disneyland dad. I did not in a lot of areas because of Cray Cray and what I was trying. And the weird, and not to change the subject, but right now in the neighborhood where I live, the girl that lives at the end of the road, clearly he's a narcissist. And do you remember like the phases if like when you're with a narcissist and oh, she broke up with him. And then that,
and then the circles back around.
Yeah, there's always that circling back. Uh-huh. Well, she's in that energy in the neighborhood where she's now circled back and let him back in after the PPO and all the things. That energy is so thick in the neighborhood, and you can hear her laughing like they're in that honeymoon phase again for that, what, 2 weeks? And I'm already starting to hear the Harley rev. You know, and so it's forced me
to and get my start journal. Time now.
Yeah, and to get my journal out and be like, oh, boy.
Run the clock.
Holy fuck, that is such a familiar.
No.
And then thinking about all the people that were in my life, like all the times that, like you kids. Oh, yeah,
just anyone in general. Did anyone question
yeah, and
it?
That, yeah, and now it is just like mind-blowing. Because... I don't know. I think you're just so... And that portion of my life was, I mean, cray, cray. Like, and what ended up out of all of that, again, it's got to be a whole podcast episode, from private investigator to where that went, him forced to leave the state, lost his funeral director license. I mean... I got to watch Karma in full
I quiver
splendor.
When I see the
and then you know because there was times like I'll never forget I'm in, remember that black what was it Taurus show that we had
the
tinted the tinted windows and I'm driving down Broadmoor and I look over and I see, all I see is a cufflink. It's a dude's hand, a white sleeve, like suit and tie guy wearing a cufflink.
On a bike?
No, in a minivan with a joint. and I look over and it's fucking him.
Mother.
Bald as shit. It's him. And I break out in this profuse sweat, like I've never had before. And I think it was I was experiencing a PTSD moment.
Fuck yeah, you were.
And then when I realized that the windows were tinted, I calmed down. Like, oh, he couldn't even see me. I could see him. He couldn't see me because of how black those windows were. Yeah, but it was him. And this was
2021.
No, because Dum Dum was still in the picture and we had that car. So it had to have been like 2018 or 19. I think it was 18. I know. And, but I mean, all of that. And then, but, you know, because of the Rachel thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll dedicate a whole podcast to it. I hope he's dead. But just like I do with, you know.
Well, I have lots of questions.
Dumb. And I have no problem if I can remember, you know, answering them, but...
It would solve the puzzles in my head as a kid.
I don't even know if I would be able to because he is such...
Makes you
a
sick.
A covert narcissist. Yeah, it's you... I would dare say, like, wow, many personalities. Mm. But, you know, as far as waking up he would get in any house I lived in, you know, locked or not. He was a special kind of twisted. But at the same time, the worst part about that relationship was because his other side was so unbelievably
Legit two-faced.
cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, you really wanted to be in his presence
Like
because he
the
was
kind of
able
friend.
to fake it so easily. But back then, I didn't fucking know that those people even existed. I had a dad that was narcissistic, but not to that level. No, I learned a lot of valuable lessons.
This is the vibes that he gives me.
I don't even want to know. Is it from a TV show?
Movie.
It's not Woody Harrelson, is it?
No. The Mayor of Nightmare Before Christmas.
I have never seen it, but
He goes from happy to like upset, and he just like changes his, he swivels his head. He just.
Yeah, I that entity is
I will
he's
say, at the
different
age
for
of like,
sure.
what was I? How old was I? What,
Yeah, but
how?
do you see how easily you were manipulated by him? So easily, even Dum Dum? How easily that somebody like that could even turn you against your own mother or to make you
No, I'm
question
talking about
their.
Cray Cray. Cray Cray, even at that young age that I was, I believe that I still had a good sense of like, yo, this person's like.
Yeah, I'm sure you did because when you're a kid, you're still tapped into it. Just like Isabel, I should have listened to Isabel about Dum Dum and didn't. But see, when you're on a mission in life, you're gonna run into these lessons no matter what. I'm glad that if I had to learn them, that they were through romantic relationships. All right, I'm done now.
No, the part with Dum Dum was actually the twisting of words to you of the shit that I would talk to him about. Because I'm not gonna lie, I did say you both had problems. Like you both definitely had problems.
But I never heard any of that.
Correct, you didn't.
Yeah.
But the way he told you was that.
But again, master
I
manipulator.
know.
Who likes the little licky licky in the dicky dicky? Just so you know.
But
Yeah, and that is like high treason, man. And the worst part, oh, we're not to change the subject, but I got you and your sister books to be part of the book club, you and
oh,
Isabel. So
okay.
pick one. Yeah, just makes me feel icky, but now that I'm so removed from it, I mean that you're just like now I can laugh at myself. It took a number of years, and then but I did have 3 years of nonstop this where the chaos kept me transmuting, like wow.
Yeah.
And then to know that I'm still slandered to this day, that, I have to hear through the grapevine, he says that I was the laziest person he ever met. Are you fucking kidding me right now? What's one thing I'm not? I mean, I can be, but I have a hard time to this day sitting still
You have your
where
own clock.